Parshas Ve'ele HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneihem Vav Moisif. We already had in Yisroi the Aseres HaDibrois, which is Torah. We had at the end of Yisroi the Mizbeach, which is Avoidah. We have Torah, Avoidah, and Gemilas Chasodim, a lot of the Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi in Yonim and Mishpatim. So that's Ve'ele Vav Moisif on what was already in Yisroi. The Chidor writes, what's the Vav Moisif Ve'ele HaMishpatim? He says, because Yedua that the Emes in the Torah, this shmois of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this soidois nisgavim, and all kind of inyonim al pi kabbalah. Besides that, but also vav, ve'eila ha-mishpatim, asher tosim lefneihem, the inyonim of choshen mishpat, and benodim l'chaveiroi. Ve'eila ha-mishpatim, a person has to have taka, glat, kosher, gelt. There's a famous story of Rabbi Saul Salanter, Shoichit came to him and said he wants to leave his tafkid. He's very worried, maybe he's not always 100%, and he might be machshel someone chas v'sholem and achilas navelus and dreifus. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter asked him, okay, so what are you going to do instead? To be Isaac b'parnosa. So he said, I'll open a makolet. He said, and what about mishkolois and leisignoi and leisashoik? And he said, hakoil toli b'mazel. Afilu sefer Torah shebe'eichal. This is what I did with the chelke shulchan aruch. The oilam is more worried about yeridaya than they are about Choshen Mishpat. A person has to realize that the Choshen Mishpat, also all the different details of the halachas that are negay over here, it has to be on a glata oifen. The Balaturim brings, in the beginning of the parasha, Rashi Tevis, it's quite an arichas, but just to start it, he says that Ve'ela Mishpatim is Ve'ela V'chayiv Odoin Lachkor Hadin HaMishpatim Hadayin Mitzvah Sheyaseh Pshoro Terem Yaseh Mishpat Asher, Im Shneim Reitzim, and then he goes on and on. He's Markiv Arusha Tavis on the Pasuk of Eil HaMishpatim. So, we could say also, I saw a different Rashi Tavis, that the word HaMishpatim is Be'etzim, sums up the various basic tools and oifanim of what we have in the Kloli Psak. HaMishpatim, Hey, HaMoitzim Echaver Al Avarai, Mem is Muchzik, Shin is Shuda Dedaina, Pei is Pshara, Tes Ta'aninon, Yud is Yachloiku, and the Mem is Munach, Yehei Munach, Hachiyav Elio. So HaMishpatim, as mentioned, is the various Kloli Apsak. So I saw this Hara. What about Kol Dolam Govar? Kol Dolam Govar is not mentioned in this set. Of the emesis is Ray, that Kol Dolam Govar is not a Psak. It's just that Bezdin is Mistalik from them. Yeah, but what about the Shitas HaRosh? The Rosh holds that Kol Dolam Govar is also a psak. So the Torah says that's the Hemshech HaPosek. Asher Tosim Lefneihem. Asher Tosim Lefneihem, like the Rosh, is Kol Dolam Govar. Rashi says that you should give them the halachos Lefneihem Keshulchan Aruch. Rashi uses the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. And Klal Yisrael is Yedua. We have a Shulchan Aruch. As after the Goinim and the Rishonim and the Rambam and the Rif and the various Rishonim that made codes, there was the Tor and then there was the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef wrote a Shulchan Aruch which is universally accepted. It's very interesting that at the same time that the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, was writing the Shulchan Aruch, there was a young Rav in Kruka that was also writing a Sefer, a Shulchan Aruch. The emphasis, this happened twice. First, the Beis Yosef was writing a Sefer called Tor, Beis Yosef Taka on the Tor, which Rav Moshe Israelish in Krakow was also writing a Pirish, Darkei Moshe, and it was a Pirish Makif on the Tor, but then he heard that the Beis Yosef wrote one, so he was going as his Pshat, his Pirish, and he left only Mamish, just Ha'oris Ketzaris that we have from the Darkei Moshe. And then again, a second time, he wrote a Shulchan Aruch, but since the Beis Yosef already wrote a Shulchan Aruch, he deferred, and the Shulchan Aruch only has the Hagoyis of the Ramah, but the Exim text is from the Rabbi Yosef Karo, Gvaldika Vitter of Rabbi Moshe Karo. It's interesting that originally Shulchan Aruch was written as a Sefer that was going to be, it looked sort of like a Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. It even says how you can finish it in 30 days. There's one place in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Chav Tes, it says Ad Kan Yoim Chav Aleph. And there's all kind of Pirushim, what it's talking about, like Am Hilchus Shtoris, what it means. But Pashat, it was Ad Kan Yoim Chav Aleph. In the original prints, when it was told you how to finish it in a 30-day slot, that was Ad Kan Yoim Chav Aleph. But many of the Noisei Kalim, as Shulchan Aruch evolved and got bigger, are Talmidov and Yotze Chalotzov of the Ramah. It's interesting. The Etzem text, the Bechorah was given to the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, just the Hagoyis. But a lot of the Reuven of the Zekelim are the other way. It's interesting that the first simon the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch is Gaber Kari is Gematria Yosef ben Ephraim Karo. Also the simon for Shofar, simon Tovkuf Peivav is Gematria Shofar. V'chohena, there are many Ramazim in the names of the Simonim. A very interesting one is that the names of the Arba Chalokim of Shulchan Aruch, Eirachayim, Yeridea, Evan Ha'ezer, and Choshen Mishpat, is Gematria 1,705. There are 1,705 Simonim in Shulchan Aruch. 697 in Eirachayim, 403 in Yeridea, 178 in Evan Ha'ezer, and 427 in Choshen Mishpat. Sachakol, 1,705 Simonim, same Gematria as Eirachayim, Yeridea, Evan Ha'ezer, Choshen Mishpat. That is the Shulchan Aruch Munach Lifneim. The Eilam Mishpatim starts off with the Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri, I saw in the Sefer Nefesh David, he says an Eved Ivri is not a Poshta Mensch. He says, very sharfazach, that the, what's the connection that we start off with Eved Ivri? He says, because Eved Ivri is of our Yud. He was over on the entire Aseres HaDibros. He makes a cheshbin that this Eved Ivri, that Oizen Shashama Anoich V'Leilacha, nevertheless stole, so he was over on those two, and he was over on the Signoi. And he did going to Shumachare, and he was like Sana Brech and Suakodish Baruch Hu, and he was going to be Nichshal in Ritzicha if it was Machteres Yavi Aganef, and he goes through all the Aseres HaDibros. He's an Eved of our Yud, not a Yud of the highest Madrega. It's interesting though, if you go through the end of the Parsha, the end of the Parsha talks about Moshe Rabbeinu and Matan Torah. Parsha's Mishpatim includes the full gamut by Yavi Moshe. Moshe goes up to the Arboim Yoim to get the Luchos. Parshas Mishpatim has everyone in it. It starts from all the way from the Eved Ivri, who doesn't want to go out b'chlal. He be'etzem wants to stay in his state. Grata, the Torah says that no one gets stuck forever. He'll go out by Yoivil. There's such a thing as the Shar Hanun. Eventually he'll get out. That's not what his plan is. He wants to stay in Eved Ivri. But the Parsha is it's the end of Shoivivim. It's everyone is included over here, all the way from the Eved Ivri at the beginning, all the way through Moshe Rabbeinu. The Eved Ivri, just a little d'shtel on it, says that an Eved Ivri, the Gemara says in Kedushin, is Eved Ivri oived es haben veloy shar yershim. An Eved Ivri doesn't go b'Yerusha to other yershim, only to the son, not to other yershim. The Menachas Chinuch, when he talks about this din over here in the parasha, he says Eved Ivri oived es haben, even the din that he's oived es haben, it's not midin Yerusha. Regular gidre Yerusha doesn't apply. Even to the ben. Granted, there's a din that if he dies, he goes to the ben. But it's not regularly Yerusha. The Marshal, he says, the Nafkamina would be, there won't be Pishnayim. A Bechar won't get Pishnayim in the Eved Ivri. That's what he wants to say. And the Fizeh, he says, it's Miyosha Bakasha. There's a Kasha like this, a little bit of a Cheshman. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chof Zayin. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chof Zayin, that there's a din of Yakir. Yakir is that a father is Nemon to say, Zebani Bechar. A father could be Makir and say, that this is my son, the Bechor. This is not my son. This is my son. This is my son, the Bechor. For the Gemara, what do you need? A special Gzeres HaKos of Yakir that the father is Neman. Hare, you can give your Nechosim to anyone. You can write a Tzavo'o. You can write a will. You can give your money to whoever you want. You want to give one of your sons double the money. You can do that. Why do you need a special Gzeres HaKos of Yakir that you're Neman, that he's the Bechor? Hare, you can give it to Mimatana. The Gemara says the Yukimt is that he was a Goisis and he wasn't able to. A whole Cheshbon. Frektim and Cheschinach L'chayrud is a kasha. Maybe the nafkamina would be Lagabi Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri you can't give to someone in a matana. If you own an Eved Ivri, you can't give it to someone else as a matana. You own the Eved Ivri. Now L'chayrud would be a nafkamina to say that your son is a bechar b'negeya, that when the Eved Ivri, which this is in Oyved Es Haben, that he would get Pishnayim. It would be a terrence to the Gemara's kasha. Why did the Gemara say that the nafkamina for the din of Yakir, that your nemon to say that the son is a bechar is Lagabi Pishnayim for the Eved Ivri? Says the Menachas Chinuch. There are other truths, but says the Menachas Chinuch, who adover asher dibarnu. There's no pishnayim by an Eved Ivri, and therefore that couldn't have been the Yukimt of the Gemara. Now there's an Eved Ivri who wants to stay even weiter, even after the 6 years which was allotted to him. He doesn't want to stay. He wants to blive an Eved Ivri. He wants to blive. It's the worst thing possible. The person wants to stay in the situation he is. It's a gefer l'chazav, but that's what he wants to do, and he has to ask for it twice. Im Omar Yoimar Ha'Eved Ahavti Esadoyni Esishti Vesbani Loi Eitzei Chofshi. I want to stay. And the din is that Itaka stays as an Irtza till Yoivil. Rabbi Chanan in Kovitz Shiurim, Oiskuf Lamed Beis, brings from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, who brings a medrash and says something fascinating. It goes like this. The medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to go into Eretz Yisrael. He's begging from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'eschanan El Hashem. He wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Ohavti es Adoini, Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, es Ishti, Zu HaToiro, es Bonai, Zu Klal Yisrael. Loi Eitzei Chofshi. I don't want to leave. I want to be part of them. I want to be with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers to him in Parshas Ve'eschanan, Al Toistet Daber Eilai Oid Badover Hazeh. Ad Kan the Medrash. Says Rabbi Shulei Diskin, brought down in Kovit Shiurim and Kedushin. The din of an Eved Nirtza, Moshe Rabbeinu was trying, I'll be Kloli HaToyra, to use the din of Eved Nirtza. He says, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, but you're telling me I can't? I want to use the din of Eved Nirtza. Here, Vavodi Loilam, I'm Ahavtis Adonis, Sisti Vezvonai, I want Klal Yisrael. And the din is, he's right. With the Koyach HaToyra, he would do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, a request. Al Toysev Dabarevai. The din of a Nirtza, the Gemara says in Kedushin, he has to ask for it twice. Im Omar Yoimar. He has to ask for it a second time. Hashem said, don't ask a second time. If you do, you'll try to get it. You'll the Koyach HaToyra, the din of Eved Nirtza, you'll go in. I'm asking you not to. Al Toysev Daber Eilai. Don't ask for that second request. But if he would have, Hitaka would have been to that second request, and that would have allowed him to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now this Eved, who wants to remain a Nirtza, didn't hear from Har Sinai Eloi Signai, and he didn't hear from Har Sinai Anoich Hashem Alekecha, that not to be an Eved, so we punish him in his oizen. V'rotza Adonav es oznoi. The Gemara says in Kedushin, which oizen? The Gemara says, maybe the oizen smile. So we learn out of Zereshava from a Mitzoyra, same letters as Marzea, as Nirtzai, but what's the connection exactly to a Mitzoyra? You have to know, but it's Zereshava, oizen, oizen, that you do it in the oizen yamin. There's a Shtigl Torah from the Chanukah Satoira. He says, what was the Havamina that it should be from the oizen smile? In Kol HaTorah Kula, always, if there's a choice, it's yamin. Why over here, the Gemara Red Durach, there would have been a Havamina oizen smile. You have a special Gzereshava, oizen, oizen, that over there it says, Oznai HaYamonis, so we make Gzereshava, yamon, yamin. Why would I have thought that you should be Marzeya, the Evan smile? Says the Chanukah Satoira. Because since it says in the Pasuk, at the end of Dvarim, Mi Yaminoi Eish Dos Lomoi, the Torah came and went from the yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we know this is Negev HaLokha when you walk back by Shemana Esrei, we're standing Mul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem is going to the smile of the person. We're facing Mul, opposite. So, Mi Yemino Yesh Lashlami, the Torah that went and said, Loi Signoiv, and it said, don't be an Eved. It went Mi Yemino Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Be'etzem went into his left ear, says the Chanukah Satoira. That's why there's a Havamina that you should do Nirtza to the left ear. So the Shail is, so why don't we? Teretz is Avada. There's a kosov, oizen, oizen, the gzereshava. What's the pshat? Ulai, I don't know, I want to suggest the pshat. Be'etzen, it's takarai, it should have went into his left ear. The Medrash says, shimu usachi nafshechem. The Medrash says that when a person hears, he spoke about it last week, Vayishma Yisrael, everyone heard. But Yisrael really heard. The Medrash describes that a shmiya, when it goes into the oizen, but it doesn't just go into the oizen, it goes and it's choyder letoich the kol ramachei varim. And the shesagidim of a person, a shmiya, could be tadashin etzem, tichi nafshechem. A shmiya that goes in can go into the entire guf and be mal and nasav and ishma, could turn you into a different person. So what happened there with this nirtza? He heard it, went into his left ear. That was the problem. It went right out and into the other ear. That's in one ear and out the other ear. This is our expression. So that's the pshat of the kamash malon, that in the end, you punish his right ear. The left ear went in, he heard. The problem is it didn't stay in. It went right out the right ear. And that's Ulai, my Haisafa, Pshad in the Chanukah Satoira. State Vaita, there's a lot of big sugis over here. V'chiyozit isha re'eyu l'horgei ba'arma, that a person that killed b'shoigig, me'im mizbechiti kachen olamus. And then it talks about Karbonis here, it talks about Maki of Avimoy. This interesting Pshat from the Chidah. The Chidah, Nachal Kedum, he says, what's the connection? It looks like random series of psukim here. What's the connection between these sugyas of that Ritzicha and then being Makar of a carbon on the Mizbeach and Maki of it? He says, Gemara and Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph asks, what's the Makar that you go Basa Roiv? And the Gemara Barichas brings Makairois that we go Basa Roiv in the Torah. And Toich HaDvarim in the Shakla Vatari is these psukim al HaSeder. The Gemara says, Yichai for Ritzicha. Maybe the Nirtzach was a Treifa. Shema B'mokim, the Mokim Sayef, there was a Nekev and he's a Treifa. Teres is Yisoyim Chan Roiv. The next thing, you mark of a carbon, even a carbon oil, which you're not going to cut up and you're going to be mark of the entire thing. Maybe the behemoth is a treifa. Yisoyim Chan Roiv. Again, Make Aviv. How do you know it's your father? Yisaymechan Raif. So the entire series of these psukim, says the Chidah, are all a continuous theme on the topic of Azlinon Basar Roiv. Okay, you have Gantz Masechta Baba Kama over here. The Arba Avos Nezikin, the Svarim explains, the Vashalom other Svarim, they talk about that the Arba Avos Nezikin, Shar Bar Mave Hever, we go through Al-Saydr over here, is Be'etzem the different Mazikim, or the different Midos Rois that a person can have. Shoyer, he says, is Gaiva. A Shoyer represents Gaiva. He's the Geyesh of the Behemoth. A boyer is Yish. A person falls into a pit. He's in a rut. He's in a pit. That's his Yish. Mave is Shinayim, is the Taiva Soachila. And Hever is the Eish of the Yetzahara. A person has to work on the Arba of his Mazikin, that they shouldn't be Mazikim. He has to be Oivin on himself, that it shouldn't be. Me'idach Yisa, I saw the Chassam Sofer writes, that Dafka Fakir, the person can make him a hapecha. You take the Arba Avos Nezikin, they can become, if you work on yourself the right way, they can become the Arba Avos of Tahara. He says, Shoyer, he quotes the Gemara by the Zohar that, hey, a person should always be Kishoyer le'oil u'kechamor le'masa, the Divrei Torah. To be makabal on yourself, the oil Torah, to be like a Shoyer that takes upon himself the oil. Boyer, he says, is really a Be'er of Mayim Chaim, of a Be'er that Haroya be'er b'chaloyim yitzap al Torah. A bar could be Torah. Mave is going on Sisrei Torah. Even he says pa'amim megula, pa'amim mechusa the Gemara darshins. And hever is a person's hislavus for avoidus Hashem. And also the pasuk says va'oyaviv kitzeis Hashemish begvurasi. So that you could take the arba avos which we said could represent the bad midos, but under that's the we said from the Nesiv Shalom. On the other hand, the Chassam Sofer is writing that the Arba obviously have Shroshim in being Mahapech and making a person's Tikkun. The Alshech HaKadosh over here is Ma'arach to explain that the Arba of Nezikin of Emes Keneged, the Arba Malchiyos of Golus. He says, Shor is Bavel, he brings Psukim, the Nebuchadnezzar is Legeach, Nebuchadnezzar is Golus Bavel, the Shor. Boyer is Modai, Mave is Yayin, is Yovan. Yovan was Makalkal, the Pneumius, and the Eifen Chitzoni, they look like they're all nice. They're Makalkal and the Pneumius. Yavan, the letters of Yavan don't have any pnimis. Those are the three letters that don't have a pnim. Most letters are like, you write them out, there's an inside to it. Yud, Vav, and Nun are just a straight line. There's no pnimis in Yavan. Yavan has no pnimis. Yavan is Keneged Mavu, which is Pame Megula, Pame Mechusa, represents pnimis. And Hever is Edoim that was Soyref, the Beis HaMikdash. Ukishahizik, Chava Mazik, L'shalom, Tashlum, and Benetav Aretz. We're waiting to go out of these four Goliaths and to go into the Geula in Eretz Yisrael. It's brought down from the Ramami Panu that the words Shoyer, Boyer, Mave, Hever is Rosh Hatevis of the name Sivmo. Shoyer, Boyer, Mave, Hever is Sivmo. What does it mean, Sivmo? So if you look in the end of Bamidbar, it says the different Orim, the last city in Aver HaYarden, right before, it says when Bnei Ruvein took the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael, the Aver HaYarden, the closest city, right before Aver HaYarden, before you go over the Yarden, Es Nevoi, Es Baal Ma'oin, Musabois Shem, Es Sivma. Sivma is that last klipa, right before going into Eretz Yisrael. And he explains that Sivma is a conglomeration of all four mazikim. It's the biggest mazik, it's the biggest klipa, Sivma. You know, it says by Yosef, when he was by Eishas Paitifer, Ve'ein Ish, Me Anshe Habayis Shom Babayis. Me Anshe Habayis Shom Babayis, Rosh Hatevis, Sivma. That's the worst thing, that klipa of Sivma, is the Allah Arab Avos Nezikin Sezamen. Now I saw once brought down that Shor Bor Mave Hever is Rosh Hatevis Sivma answers up a lot of kashas in Baba Kama. I'm not holding down on the sugis, but you know, Tosis over there asks that it said it in the wrong order. Shor Bor Mave Hever is not the correct order in the Seder that it's brought in the Torah. And also, why does it say Hever? Let it say Eish in the first. Why does it say Mave? If Mave is Shane, let it say Shane. V'chahena. The B'shaita in Baba Kama, we had Etlecha 12 kashas, that all of these are Yushev, but no, it says in that order, and it says those words, because you want the words Shor, Bor, Mave, Hever to be the Rosh Hatevis Taka of Sivma, which is representing that. We have that, so not just Baba Kama, you have Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, Avada, the Shoirish of Baba Metzia is at the end of the Parsha. The Parsha says, Mi Bal Dvorim Yigash Aleim, the Gemara says, That's the makar for Hamoitzi Mechaveil of Araya. The Gemara asks, Lama Likra, Svarahu, the Koyev Lekiva, whoever, if you're the one with the problem, you're the one that needs to go help, get help from the doctor. But the Gemara Metchila says, "Mi baal dvarim yigash aleihem," is the source for hamoitzi macharei al avaraya. So you have Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basa. It's very interesting. I saw it brought down. It's really one Masechta. It's called Masechta Nezikin. But what's the shlav in Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra? It's the process of a person going through his avodah taka with the Yetzer. Why Baba Kama is the arba of his Nezikin? A person is totally in controlled by the Yetzer, the Shor, the Bar, the Mava, the Hever, the various, we said Gaiva, Taiva, all the different things that the arba of his Nezikin represent. You're totally in control. You're totally not in control. The Yetzer is in control. Baba Metzia is already when a person's working on himself. It's Zev Zeh Shoiftan. Shnayim Oichazim Betalas. It's ready, Zev Zeh Shoiftan. And Baba Basra is ready. When a person gets to another Madrega, ready, he wants to like part ways. Hashut from Shirotzul Asayis Mechitza. You want to already separate yourself from the Yetzer Hara. That's the process of the Babas. The pasuk says, "Vayter ki yirivan anoshim." Odom amazik, yeah. Ki yirivan anoshim v'hiki ishes re'eyu be'evenoi be'egroif v'lo yomas v'nofal lemishkov. Egroif. What's egroif? The Targum says egroif kormiza. So I saw brought down in the Parthas Yosef. He brings from the CSR Bikardish. He says kormiza is chaf vav remiza. What if you kill a person or hit a person, but not physically? You use a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You use a koyach, a skula dika koyach to hurt him. You can hurt someone with an even, that's poshut, you throw a rock at him. And then you can do a be'egroif. Be'egroif is kormiza, chavav remiza. B'shaita, we spoke out, there's a whole arichas in the stipler in the end of Baba Kama. He has a whole simon about what if you mazik someone, but not in an oifin of... He starts off talking about a person left fingernails that can cause someone to have damage. Or he talks about ayin hara and various other eifanim. When a person's mazik, ba'oifen segula, is that also considered that yechayiv for mazik? And he brings down that lagavi malachas on Shabbos. Is Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifrei Torah on the last day he was nifter. It says it was on Shabbos. They said he did it with a shame. He was mashbiya kulma, so is that also to do on Shabbos? He has arichas gadol on inyonim of segula. But this is a good maramakim for it. Be'egroif, it says Yechayiv for being makas someone with kurmiza, bechof vav remiza, using one of the shmois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, the next pasuk also, it says, Virapo yirape, avada, you know, we have conventional medicine over here. But there's also a whole shayla, toysim, my cotton daf yiral, of those that just learned it in the daf yoyimi. Are you allowed to use refuas that the Gemara mentions in that Chazal bring down that it's not noig bezmanazet? Those kind of refuas. So we have hezek ba'oifin segula. And then we also have refua ba'oifen segula. How would you reckon with that? State weiter ayin tachas ayin shein tachas shein yod tachas yod regel tachas rogel. The Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, Malatoyri, he says ayin shein yad regel roshetavis oshir. Because if a person has working, functioning eyes, ears, teeth, feet, and hands, he's an usher, he's a millionaire. You wouldn't pay $1 million if you're about to go blind and there's only way to take care of it is to go take an operation and it's going to cost $1 million. So you have $1 million, you're an usher, a person that has Sa'arbit the Oigan, Sa'arbit the Feast, you're an usher. Ayin Shein Yud Reish is usher. Something to think about. You have the Sugya, that's also in Baba Kama, in the 7th Perek, the Din of Dalet Vehei. Chamisha bokar yishalein tachas hashoir, ve'arba tzoin tachas haseh. That what if you steal, specifically a bokar and a tzoin, and not only do you steal it, but you nishtarish b'cheit, v'tavchoi u'mechoroi, you did not only stole it, you actually went vayter, you shechted it, or you sold it to someone else. When you pay back, you don't just pay kefel, you don't just pay keren, you pay chamisha bokar yishalein tachas hashoir, arba tzoin tachas haseh. Why 5 by a bokar and 4 by a seh? The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Test says, Amar Rav Meir, Boi Re'ei, Kama Gadol Koyach Shel Melacha, Shor She Bitloi Me Melacha B'Chomesh, Seh She Le Bitloi Me Melacha B'Arba. They say, stay in the Gemara, if I understand correctly, Be'etzem, it's 4, like you see by a Seh, it's 4. By Shor, we upgrade even more, because you did Bitl Melacha. The next man, the Amar, the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yechanem and Zakai, Boi Re'ei, Kama Gadol Kovet Abris, Shor shehoylech biraglov chamisha. Seh sheherkivei al tsefei arba. The belt, when you carry the shepsel, it's a small shepsel, you carry it on your shoulders, you got embarrassment, so you get a little bit of a discount. That says, I would understand that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The etzem, the din should be 5. And there's a hanocha given to you by the shepsela because of bizyonis. Now again, I could have said no, that 5 is by a bakar, that's be'etzem, and se'ah by is be'etzem. But I see in Rav Meir and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai not like that. Rav Meir is giving a hesber why Shar gets an upgrade, and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is giving a hesber why by se'ah you get a discount. Which is, of course, first and foremost, a pella on the Targum Yonison, who says both. He says, you pay Shar 5 because you did bittul malacha, and you pay 4 by a se'ah because you had bizyonis. You can't say both pshatim, it's a pella. There has to be like a format of what be'etzem the price would have been. And then you go on. The emesis, the Marshon Baba Kama asks, you're telling me it's al bitl malacha, what if you stole a small cow? So there's no bitl malacha. Then the din is going to be 4. So first of all, he says like plug. But then he says, oh, so no, the cow was going to grow up eventually, and then it was going to be 5. He says, yeah, but what about if you stole a big sheep that you weren't able to carry? So there was no bizyonis. You had it walk out. So then you don't get the bizyonis. You should taka pay 5. Says loy plug. The Mahari Katz over there in Baba Kama asks, you're telling me Shar is more expensive, so then when you steal it, he asks Faker, he says, Rav Yechon Zaki, I'll cover that Brias. So when you steal a Shar, you should pay 3. Because over there was no Bezioinus. So besides paying Kethel, even if you didn't shecht it. Which is a Pella, because the whole Indian is when you do the Tavach Machar. And also ask Faker also. What about if you did the Al-Stachezhman of the Bittul Malacha? Modnazach. But there's a very interesting Maisa. I don't know what to do. There's a Marsha in Yuma Daf Chav Beis. We know David HaMelech, after the Maisa of Batsheva, the Novi came to him and gave him a Musa Shmuz and described B'moshel, a story of someone that stole the Gezelas Kifsas Arosh. He stole some his neighbor's Ani's Shepsla, and David HaMelech said he should get punished. So the Novi tells David, yeah, you're also going to get punished. And you're going to get punished, listen to the way the Marsha explains it, you're going to get punished like the mishpat of stealing a sheep and selling it. And therefore you and your 4 children are going to get punished and be nitzareya and nenash. Why? Kemishpat aseh. You and your 4 children, Zot the Marsha, Karen and another 4. And this Marsha is a pliat suma. By aseh, it's Karen and another 3. It's seh, sachakol is 4, which is Karen and another 3. Shoyer is sachakol 5, Karen and another 4. The Marsha says, you're going to get punished, kemishpat aseh, that it's going to be nenash, hu ve'arba yelodov, him and his 4 children, kemishpat aseh. The Vegas Farmach, Amol, I wanted to say, maybe be'emes, if really aseh is 5, it's only because of the bizyoinus of carrying it, that doesn't apply over here, so be'emes, the shepsel is 5. But the Marsha says in Baba Kama, leplug, this is a Marsha in Yuma, daf chavet, but the Marsha in Baba Kama already said, leplug, harbe, yesh lodin bazeh, I once heard a chiddush, it's a chiddush godol ma'oyed, you have to know, the emes is, maybe you could say, prove me wrong, from a Gemara. Maybe the din by Dalet Vehei is taka by a shoyer, you pay Karen and another 5, and by Seh, you pay Karen and another 4. It's not the pashtus, it's not what you assume. Is there a Gemara Fakert? It's not Poshet. Most Gemaras, people are like, oh yeah, it says, this. Most Gemaras can be Dreit, understood, it means besides the Karen, Labarmi Karen. Yesh Lodin, maybe is one or two Gemaras you have to know, but this would be a Yediyah Gedoyla, that would be Pshat and this Marsha, that there can be a Zah Metzias. It says by all the Nezikin, by all the Mazikin, you pay Meitav Sadeyu Umeitav Karmoy Yishalim. The Gemara in Baba Kama has a Shiloh whether when you pay Meitav, is it Meitav Bishal Oilum Hein Shomin? You shots up Meitav based on standard, world standard of the value of the Karka? Or it's Takatoli and the Mazik and the Nizik itself, Meitav the Nizik. It's a machloikis. It's a machloikis in the Gemara over there. So I'll tell you just an interesting story. Rabbi Avram Yafin, Zatzal, once Treftzich with Rabbi Chaim Oizer, and Rabbi Chaim Oizer showed him his Sefer Achiezer, and Rabbi Chaim Oizer himself said about his Sefer, Tshuvas Achiezer, the ganze Sefer Achiezer, it's Shlish Idius, Shlish Bein, the Shtiklach, a third of it is Mamash Festa, Shtiklach, Shlish Idius, Shlish Bein, and Shlish Ziburis. So Rabbi Avram Yafin told him, yeah, that's according to the Manda Omer B'Shaloi Hein Shomin. Of Ravad, if you hold B'Shaloi Lim Hein Shomin, the ganze Sefer Achiezer is Avad, Ide Idius, Lekule Yama, Les Manda Polik. It's only if you hold, like the Manda Omer, B'Shaloi Hein Shomin. The emes is, there's a hemshich now, it says, in kesef tal ve'es oni. Where does that start? Im kesef tal ve'es ami es oni imach. According to the Moini Amitzis, the Chinuch and others, this is a separate parsha. The Chinuch counts parshas mishpatim, and he tells us how many mitzvahs there are in parshas mishpatim. And separately, this parsha im kesef talve. It's a separate parsha in the cheshbonus of the parshiyos. But we have it as one big parsha. But the Chinuch counts it as a separate parsha im kesef talve sami. So we have a double parsha this week. So I'll try to chop it around. Im kesef talve sami esaoni imach, the famous Orachayim HaKadosh. She says, a person that's an usher, he has to realize the ani's money is by him. It's a pekada, and he's supposed to give it to the ani. If you have money to lend to other people from your nation, realize, es ha'ani imach, the ani's chelik of money is by you. Don't rezachan you are rich. It's not your money, bechlal. The money that you have extra is because the ani's chelik is by you. Now, parshas and kesef talva, a lot has bein adam le Mokim still, but a lot of other various halachas, all kinds of different halachas as well. There's a sugi here of a basar basar the treif, we're not going to do that, but it's interesting. Basar basar the treif, I'll tell you of an interesting story that happened once with the Chasam Sofer. Someone came to the Chasam Sofer and he wanted to get a psak that he can pass in your day, that he knows the halachas. So the Chasam Sofer wanted to see if he knows anything, but wow. So he calls the guy over. Now there's a concept. There's a treifis, if the animal's missing one of its evarim, one of the matzavim of an animal, a tarnagel, could be if it's nitla hamora, if there's no mora, mora is one of the evarim, and if there's no mora there, it's a problem. But it sometimes a little piece of the mora is still there, and there's a way to tell. If you lick the kaved, you lick it and it's very bitter, then you know that the mora is still there, and then it's not a problem. It's a certain way. Someone that's a bucky and chickens should know, that's the way of checking. So someone came in with a shayla to this chicken, and the Chasam Sofer, who saw already that this guy is epis nishtoik, but the guy wants a smich, he wants to get yoyri, yoyri, of this. So he gave him epshe, you can paskin, the guy's turning it upside down, right, set up, looking what he's supposed to do, hanging it by the feet, doesn't know. So after 5 minutes, the Chasam Sofer says, hashto asra de mora lo yodana, mora de asra at the right Elias. You don't even know where the place of the mora is. He made a play on words. The Asra of the Mora, the place where the Mora is. The guy wanted to be a Mora, the Asra, a Rav. He says, Hash the Asra of the Mora, lo yadana. You don't even know where the Mora is. And you want to be a Mora, the Asra. The emes is, it's not pashit. You're not allowed to not only eat a treifa, and we say machan roiv when you're makir a carbon, but there's ways to check and tell afterwards. But there are those that are machbir about milk. That it's not so pasha to drink milk or any milk products because maybe the animal's a treifa. And the oil is soymach and roi, but it's not so pasha if you know b'yadiyah that a lot of the cows. Nowadays, I'm just being matzi, I don't know. We have a lot of new modern technology. Why shouldn't it be? I mean, it's shver tzegloyim that the only way to drink milk would be to, after you milk the cow, shecht it, take it apart, check all the evarim, and then first drink the milk. Yeah? Maybe that's already a little bit too much. But maybe it's a little bit expensive, but why can't we do like a cow scan? It should be like a, you know? That we should be able to, with machinery, be able to check about certain basic treifa shailos. I don't know. At the end of the parsha, we have, people don't realize this, Naseh v'nishma. Naseh v'nishma is not in Parshas Yisroi. Naseh v'nishma is in Parshas Mishpatim. The finale of Matan Torah over here is happening in Parshas Mishpatim. Naseh v'nishma is gematria, Yitzias Mitzrayim, 891. The entire purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to go through the Esra Makis, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the whole thing, but the whole matara of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to get, we said, Yitzias Mitzrayim, gematria, Naseh v'nishma. Now I heard a remez. It's about only a remez because the number of the prokim and the psukim and the prokim that we have, we don't really have a mesorah on. It's not from Yiddish sources, really. I know in Ali Shur always, Rav Volba, whenever he quotes a pasuk, he tells you which aliyah it's in. He'll quote a pasuk and say, Mishpatim Revi'i, Kisisa Sheni. He'll tell you which aliyah it is, because the aliyahs we have in Mesirin. But to use the numbers like Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Zayin, this, over Shamati Pam Remez Ba'alma, Naseh V'nishma is Perek Chav Dalid, Pasuk Zayin. 24/7. The concept exists, whether that's the Pshat and the 24/7. That's what Nasiv and Ishma is, that a person has to realize that at any given time, in any matziv, always, also Shabbos, also Friday, also the other days, also Sunday, I don't know, every day, 24/7, it doesn't make a difference what time, it doesn't make a difference which day. Nasiv and Ishma, that's the Yesod of Nasiv and Ishma. The Pasuk says, as we say, I have in this week's parasha, right? Kol asher dibar Hashem nasa v'nishma. In last week's parasha, in parashas Yisroi, it didn't say nasa v'nishma, but it said vayanu kol ha'om yachdov vayoyimru kol asher dibar Hashem nasa. So the Parashas Yosef explains like this. He says, be'emes, a person could ask, it's impossible to be mekayim kol atari of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are only for a man, some only for a woman, some only for a kohen, some only for a kohen gadol, some only for an oni, some only for a rosha, some only for a tzaddik. There's so many different matzavim. It's not shayach to have a kiyum of all the tariyag mitzvahs. How are we mekayim all tariyag mitzvahs? So one option is achdus. That's that pasuk from last week's parsha. Vayanu kol ha'om yachdov ayoyimru. If klal yisrael is ba'achdus, then as a klal, they do all the mitzvahs. And we're mu'uchadim. So Klal Yisrael does the mitzvahs. The other option is this week's parsha. Vayomer kol asher dibar Hashem nasa v'nishma limud haTorah. Even if you're not a kohen mitzvahs, but you can learn the mitzvahs. You can learn. You're not a kohen gadol, but you can learn the sugyas about a kohen gadol. Limud haTorah could also be a oifen of a kiyum. But those are the only two ways. And I heard that that's what's the pshat. Ilav hayoyma kama yoisi kibeshuk. An interesting pshat. B'derek drash. If not for the day of Matan Torah, where Aleph, they became Ba'achdus, and Beis, they accepted to learn the Torah, so how would it be shy for a Yid to be Mekayim Ol Tarag Mitzvahs? He would have to come back and again as a Gilgal. And then he would be Harbi Pa'omim in this Shuk. This world is like a Shuk. Ilav ha'yoyma, kama yoisi ike b'shuka. The Joe's got to keep on coming back again and again. One time he's got to come as a Kohen Gadol, one time as an Usher, one time as an Ish, this, every time a different matzah. Ilav ha'yoyma, that we have these two options. The two options, and they are either als achdus, so Klal Yisrael keeps all the mitzvahs, or als limud haTorah. We could also explain, that's the pshat in the ger that came to Shammai, and he asked him, how could I be mekayim? I'm one regal achdus, I won't call it Torah kula. So Shammai took the amma of the binyan, be'etzem, what he meant was achdus, the entire event, one big thing. Hillel says no. Hillel also wanted to say achdus, but Hillel answers him like this. He says, first of all, madasani aloch l'chavrich l'savid. Madasani aloch l'chavrich l'savid. Which is achdus, you know, and that's a way that Klai Yisrael keeps. And then he told him, if you remember the Lashon HaGemara, I'm saying a drei. Pasha, the Gemara says, Madasani alach lachavach leisavid. The guy said, I want to stand on one foot, right? So he says, Madasani alach lachavach leisavid, v'idach zilgmol, the rest will go learn. So I'm saying a different shot. Hillel is telling him two terutzim. How can you keep the whole Torah? First of all, Madasani alach lachavach leisavid, achdus. V'idach, another mahalich, zilgmol, go learn. Because if you learn, learning the Torah, the Nasev and Nishma is another oifin of having a kiyum of Kol HaTorah Kula. We should be Zaycha.